A few years ago, I started seeing these signs posted all over my city, in the metro, in public places, sharing this three-digit phone number, 988. That is the National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, and it was launched on this day exactly 3 years ago. When you call the line,
you've reached the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline.
The first thing you hear is a pre-recorded message.
Para español, marque el número dos.
With options to connect to specialized support for populations at high risk of suicide.
If you are a veteran or service member or are calling about one, press 1. To connect to support for LGBTQI+ youth and young adults, press 3.
Last month, the Trump administration announced it was canceling funding for a 988's LGBTQI+ service. That service alone has received over 1 million contacts.
Otherwise, to talk with a counselor, stay on the line or press 0.
And then what happens is that using nearby cell phone towers, the system routes your call through an existing network of 200 local and state-funded crisis centers and connects you to a trained crisis counselor who works in your area. That person picks up the phone and listens. Since launch, the line has been contacted millions of times through calls, texts, and the 988 chat box. And a new study led by researchers at NYU and Johns Hopkins estimates that 1.6% of the U.S. population used the line between July of 2022 and December of 2024.